You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yay! We're ready to play. Let's meet the players. Shane is representing for the guys. Come back, Shane. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What do you do for a living?
I am a manager of a go-kart track in Centennial.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I got to come try that.
Yeah. We're Unser Karting. We're down by the airport. It's pretty cool.
You know, do you ever just after everything shuts down, do you go out there and get a little crazy?
Sometimes we do. Yep. We like to race each other.
Take some shots and hit the track.
Yep, how fast do your go-karts go?
50, but we have twin karts that go 65.
I want that one.
Do you have to do you have to show some sort of special license or something to get these 65-mile-an-hour ones?
Oh, you need to qualify. Yeah, we don't let anybody just get up and go in there.
I qualify, no problem. Let's do this. Let's make it happen.
The last time we were in the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Denver, we got go-karts. And instead of walking along in the parade, we just drove like bats out of hell, just like doing loops and spinning around and stuff like that. And they never invited us back because they were afraid we were going to kill somebody.
Well, you could have.
It was the most fun I've been in a lot of parades in my life. Never as much fun as scooting around in go-karts during that parade. Oh!
Well, I've got to say, I've seen it all with the go-karts. So.
Yeah, I bet you have, man. Probably have. A lot of crazy behavior. Listen, here's the thing. If the boys win today, Shane, the boys win the month, and you'll have to sing We Are the Champions. So good luck to you, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
Very good. Here's Kayla. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Kayla says, I'm not going to let that happen. I will make sure that it goes to a deciding game on Thursday, right?
That's absolutely right.
What do you do?
I'm an eye doctor in Thornton.
Oh, Thornton, where they eat their dead.
Oh, God. She's like, I have no idea what
She's like, what does that mean?
Nobody does. It's okay.
Some people do.
No, zero.
Some people do. Eye doctor. So does that make you an ophthalmologist?
An optometrist.
Okay, optometrist. Very good.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in somebody's eye?
Well, we remove lots of metal from people's eye all the time. I actually had a young lady had a piece of a Jolly Rancher in her eye at one point.
How did that happen?
That's
very
strange.
Oh, somebody threw it at her.
Oh, it's in my eye!
Hit her right in the eye,
What flavor was it?
You know, I don't know. I don't think she knew either.
Darn it. I would have pulled it out and tasted it. Oh, it's sour apple. I love sour apple.
Apparently, my dad would never let me have a BB gun because he said you'd shoot somebody and put somebody's eye out.
Oh, yeah.
And we met somebody after my dad passed away who said, yeah, your dad really did shoot a guy when he was a kid with a BB gun. And it lodged in the guy's eye, you know, like around the tear duct. And apparently was in there for a few years before it just fell out.
Oh, wow.
And that's the weird kind of stuff that happens, right, Kayla?
It's true. It's true. You never know with these things.
All right.
Let's play the game. Shane is going to get some girl questions from Chris. Jeremy's going to ask Kayla some boy questions. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. We alternate who goes first. Today, it's the boys.
Okay, Shane, here we go. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Your first question. What is the name of the piece of material that hangs down between the mattress and the box spring of a bed? Decorative.
Would that be a bed skirt?
It would be,
yes,
Shane.
It would.
Wow. Holy moly.
Shane knows his bed skirts.
Good player. All right, over to Kayla.
Kayla, say you're going to go walking into the gym. You're all puffed up, and you're like, man, I need to do some preacher curls today. Preacher curls. What kind of muscle are you going to be working when you do the preacher curl?
The preacher curl. Let's go with the bicep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Wow. Woo! Two good players.
Do you even lift, bro?
Back to Shane.
Okay, Shane. The other day, Jeremy was talking about the movie Pitch Perfect, and it inspired a couple questions. Here's just one. I want to know who played the role of Becca in that movie Pitch Perfect.
Becca. I've seen it. I'm gonna go Anna Kendrick.
Yes!
Right. She's so lovely.
Oh, I can't believe you got that.
My wife has a super crush on her, too, which is super sexy. Mm. All right.
Back to Kayla.
I need to know what car company makes the RDX SUV?
Oh, Mazda.
No, ma'am. No. That is an Acura.
All right, so here's where we are. If Shane gets this, he wins the game, boys win the month.
Wow.
If he misses it, Kayla will have one more shot to send it to overtime.
Okay. Let's see here. All right, this one might be a little challenging. We'll see. Which celebrity has her perfume, giving you a hint there, it's her perfume called Thunderstruck?
Oh.
Wow. Just guess.
Sounds intense. Who is that? I've never heard of it.
It would be Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
Thunderstruck. Sounds strong.
Kayla, you're still alive.
Oh, man.
If you get this, it'll go to overtime. If you miss it, Shane will win the game.
Okay.
What is the name of the professional baseball team in San Diego?
The San Diego
blank.
The Wave Crashers.
No, I wish it was though. It's the Padres.
That's so
funny. That's great.
San Diego Wave Crushers.
We're making a splash this season.
I'm afraid you have drowned, and the game is
Well, you got one.
You guys started out strong, there's no doubt. Kayla, I'm afraid you have to take your medicine. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Boys rule.
Boys rule today.
Thank you.
You go have a good day and get that medal out of people's eyes, all right?
All right, will do.
Thank you so much for hanging out. And Jolly Ranchers, that's just weird. Shane, you win.
Excellent.
Off you go to La Peep for some lunch or breakfast, but most importantly, you won the month for the boys. What's their monthly score up there?
Boys are going to be at 4, girls are at 2.
Whoa. My questions are too easy.
Too easy? Mm-hmm. Well, that means you've got to sing. Are you ready to sing, Shane?
All right.
Here we go.
Are the champions my friends?
Very good.
And we'll keep our heads to the end.
You can at least do the chorus.
Come on, Shane.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for girls. We are the champions.
Of the month.
Of the month.
Yeah, very nice, Shane. Very nice. That was horrible.
Horrible.